USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention on New Hampshire, following former President Trump's landslide victory in the Iowa caucuses.
Both Trump and Biden, if you look at the fact that they are still focused on the past, whether it's investigations, whether it's grievances.
Nikki Haley gaining momentum in the polls. Trump spoke about his former UN ambassador at a rally of his own late Tuesday.
Is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that. That's what's happening.
Vivek Ramaswamy's also calling on Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis drop out of the race like he did. Newly released 911 recordings on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization and raising more suspicion about a cover-up at the Pentagon. An aide to Austin, who made a 911 call to request an ambulance for the defense chief January 1st, reportedly requested that dispatchers make efforts to remain subtle. An audio recording and transcript of the call was obtained by the Daily Beast. State roads managers are reminding drivers it's best to remain cautious, as this week's nationwide Arctic blast is likely to lead to more slick roadways this morning.
There is a chance of some slight refreezing, so we're going to be cognizant of that.
Charlie Gishler is with the Maryland State Highway Administration. This week's Arctic blast brought snow, ice, and those sub-zero wind chills nearly from coast to coast and border to border in the U.S. Today, there remain wind chill alerts posted across the Great Lakes, Appalachian and Midwest regions. The Deep South faces uncommon temps in the teens, while snow and ice continues in the Pacific Northwest. And the World Health Organization says the number of tobacco users across the globe has gone down in a big way since the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have 19 million less smokers than we had 2 years ago.
The WHO's Dr. Rüdiger Kretsch. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
The oldest serving member of the U.S. Senate is now in the hospital. Staffers for Republican Senator Chuck Grassley informed reporters the 90-year-old is receiving antibiotic infusions to treat an infection. His office indicated Tuesday that Grassley is still in good spirits and will get back to work as soon as he's able under doctor's orders. The 8-term senator from Iowa is expected to make a full recovery. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent candidate. During a visit to Atlanta this week, he said he believes that he'll face former President Trump and President Biden in the general election this November.
Showed me these numbers that made it clear that I have half a way where I can win.
During a visit with the Black Information Network, Gallup polls have showed RFK Jr. does well with people under the age of 45 and independents, which is now the largest group of voters in the country. Americans are continuing to spend more money at the grocery store. According to HelpAdvisor.com, folks in California, Nevada, Mississippi, and Washington spent the most on groceries. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers trying to enhance the child tax credit. This week they released a $78 billion package that would not only do that, but would also restore several business tax breaks, as well as boost funding for affordable housing and disaster relief. The deal faces some challenges, though. Some lawmakers want it attached to a must-pass bill to help push it through. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.